Hello, my wonderful conquerors. It's your girl, Shammy, and you are in tune to Innovative Talk. This is a forum where we speak our minds. No shame in your game. We're here to educate you on real life issues. Now, let's get to it. Hello, my conquerors. How is everybody? I hope everybody is doing extremely well today and beyond. Well, for me, thank you for asking. I am doing excellent. It's a pleasure being here with you today. Today, I just want to chit-chat. Yes, I just want to let you in on some little sus, and I need your feedback. So, this is what had happened. I'm trying that, but it's not working out for me. Anyway, so a girlfriend of mine, she's been dating this guy for the past 5.5 years. That's what she said. And she's saying that she plans on taking the bull by the horn, meaning she is planning on popping the question. She wants to get married to him because he's taking too long. Mm-hmm. I know you're thinking too. Me too. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking as well. And she said that she wanted my opinion. And remember, this is my opinion. And as long as you bring your business to me, I'm entitled to tell you my opinion. All right. So here goes. I personally don't see anything wrong with it. But what I can say to you is that I don't believe in it. I would not do it. That's just my opinion. Cool? And my reason for this is I just think it's a man's duty to pursue the woman. They're hunters naturally. You know, it's in their instinct. They like to hunt, they like to conquer. So I wouldn't deprive him of that. And a second thing is, if I'm going to go from a biblical perspective, it's he who findeth a wife findeth a good thing, something to that effect. But it's the man who seeks the wife and has acquired something good, not the woman seeking for the husband, acquire him, and it's something good. All right, so let's look at it from that perspective. My thing is, because I'm so old-fashioned, yes, I believe in that. I believe in the whole chivalry is not dead. Open the door, let me in, like reach over, I let you in, all of that. The man walk on the outside and keep me on the inside. I still believe in that, holding hands, making sure you open the door for me when I'm entering the building. Yes, all of that. And I don't think it's something that we should do away with. You know, I won't lower my standards. That's what I think. And I will not settle for less when I know I deserve all of that. Why? Because I'm royalty. That's just my belief. All right, moving on. Another thing is, I believe that if a man is really, really interested in you, there is no way you have to guess and spell. He will make the right decision. When I hear girls, young girls, yes, because I've been there, done that. I've had my heart crushed and I've made a lot of mistakes. So I am able to sit here right now and tell you your worth. All right. When you start dating someone, and hear me out before you start bashing me. When you start dating someone, it takes them approximately 6 months to decide or to know if this is the person. And I'm being honest, you will never get to know somebody fully, even when you're with them for the next 150 years, God's willing. You will not know them, but you know within 6 months if this is somebody that I can spend the rest of my life with. Yes, you can. And you can know if this is the person that I want to be with or give a chance. Now, you have been dating this person for the past 5 years and they have not seen the qualities in you, such as of a wife material, then we certainly have a problem. I believe, this is my belief, if he cannot approach me and speak marriage within our dating process, say 2 years, 3 years into the relationship, then those are serious red flags. It simply means that he has not found what he is looking for. And I'm being honest. And that is the truth. All right, you may beg to disagree for various reasons. All right, you're entitled to your opinion. But I'm telling you, if you sit and speak to a gentleman, a man who knows what he's worth and what he's looking for, he can tell you that I enjoy pursuing the woman and I will know when I find the one. And I will for sure propose to her or speak about marriage. The red flags are, if you and this person are having a relationship and marriage has not been a part of the topic, they always shun it and do not want to speak to you about it, then you need to look around again, sister. Something is wrong. They don't discuss children, finances and stuff like that. Mm-mm. This man is not... He's not thinking along that line. He's not thinking about long-term relationship. He's in it for the fun. He likes what he's getting now for free. Yes. And you as the loyal woman, the wonderful woman that you are playing that wifey role. So it's pretty much just getting the cow free. Yes. He's milking the cow free. I mean, why pay for something if I can get it free? And that is the truth. So what I think happens most of the time when we enter a relationship is we tend to forget to let it be known what is it that we want, and you expect the other party to read your mind. And I think it is wrong, because I've done this too, and then I've grown and realized that, listen, you need to lay the foundation. And when I say lay the foundation, you don't lay the foundation on the second and the third date. No, we're dating. You're just my friend. I'm getting to know you. But as time progresses, things are progressing. I mean, sex is taking place now. Be careful. These are some serious water we're treading into now. So are we going to just have sex? Are we sexual partners? Am I the one who fulfills your fantasies? I need to know where I stand. And then you now have to let it be known then. If that's the case, if you're going to be questioning all of this, let it be known from the initial stage. My sweetheart, this is what I am looking for. I personally am looking for a serious relationship. Yeah? I'm not looking to just have random sex and fulfill somebody's fantasy. No, that's not me. I want to get married. I am looking for marriage. And I'm looking for children, and I want this, and I want that. You lay the foundation initially so that we don't fool each other, so that he does not feel trapped. Like, yeah, you tell me that we were only having sex and now you're proposing marriage. What the hell? Yeah, I told you this from the initial stage. And then, sweetheart, you have to make your own personal ultimatums. What does that mean? That simply means that I am going to give myself a timeline. I'm going to be with this person for the next 3 years. Maybe this is enough time for me to do this, do that, whatever. But I want to get married. And I will let him know. You know, I can only date you for this period. I'm not going to sit with you for the next 10 years of my life. Give you my youthfulness, all of me. And you walk out and marry somebody else. Nuh-uh, that will never happen. And sometimes we are our worst enemies because we did not say exactly what we want. And sometimes we set these ultimatums, and when it does not come through, you sit there and you settle for it. Then you get miserable. Then you hate the person. And then you're so angry. And then you turn your life around trying to please this person. I've met people who tell me, oh, I don't believe in marriage. I say, why is that? Because I never get married when I wanted to. I said, oh, is that so? So you change your whole dynamics because this man won't marry to you or this girl won't marry to you. No, it does not work like that. Let me not stray too much. So my thing is, if he wants to get married to you, he will. If it's something that he knows you're very strong-headed about and this is what you want, he will. There is nothing a man will not do for the woman that he loves. And I'm telling you this from the bottom of my heart. My mother used to tell me, he will walk a maca tree, he will go in at the maca, he will make anything juke him, he will jump across bag wire just to acquire your love, just to obtain your love, just to prove to you that he loves you. And if he doesn't do that for you, no, you are not the one. I am telling you, he can say whatever. But you are not the one. If he loves you and you walk through that door right now, I bet you He will make all move, all rearrangement to ensure that he is with you. He will move the sun and put it down beside the moon just to ensure that he is with you. But if he's not willing to make any sacrifices to make you happy, something is wrong. That is not the one. Should you pursue him then? All right, then say you pursue him and he says yes. There's just going to be that thing in the back of your head, say, wonder if I had forced him into something. And you know the funny thing about it? I have met this guy who his girlfriend proposed to him, and his thing was he never wanted to embarrass her. He wanted to be the one to propose to her. And now he's living in regret because she was not the one he wanted to spend his life with. He was in the process of engaging to someone else. But I guess she popped the question first. So are you willing to live with someone who has their heart set on somebody else? Certainly not me. I would really want somebody to be with me who loves me, who does not desire someone else, who wanted me to be the first one then. Let us put it that way. Who have always had me as the priority, the one. That is what I would like. So, if you are in a situation then, I remember I'm not a counselor. That's full disclaimer. I don't study psychology. I'm just speaking from my own experience. So you don't have to take what I say at face value and say, yes, Shami say. No, you can just sit down and look into what I say and see if you can make sense out of nonsense then. Cool? I lost my chain of thought, but let me get back there. All I'm trying to say is that if you are in a situation where you are wondering where you stand in this person's life, I'm not talking about a 2-year relationship. Probably you are the person who not going to wait for 2 years. Fine, that's your thing. But I mean, anything over 5 years is something for you to really sit and look and say, no man, how comes I give this man 10 years out of my life? I gave him 2 children and him not even look at me, him not see me as wife. Him go tell me say him not believe in the sanctity of marriage. Something is wrong. Every man know this, that a woman, we live for marriage. We want to walk down that aisle. Even if it's going under the mango tree or something in front of the pastor. We want to feel that sense of belonging. Every single little girl has dreamt about it some point in time in her life. It's not everybody get up one day and decide, oh, may I just be side chick and may I just be the bitch on the side. Yeah, and put it up. No. It has never been. If she's really honest with herself, she can tell you, I've always wanted to be somebody's wife because I think I am that woman. I think I portray that, or I have certain qualities that somebody will wife me. Yes? So I'm saying to myself that if I have to propose to him after so many years, I will just feel a bit timid. What would you do then, Shami? Well, I will let it be known again, because sometimes them need a little reminder. Sir, my darling, my sweetheart, where are we going? And I'm not afraid to tell him. Something has to be done. We cannot continue like this. I do not like to live this shack-up life, this concubine life. Even though it's common law, if you're dead tomorrow, I get everything. I still want to wear your ring. I still want it. So, this is what we are going to do. We are going to get married. So do the right thing and find a way for come propose to me by, yes, next month, because we need to get married next year, June. Cool? Done. That's just my take on it. I'm serious. Because sometimes you just have to take the bull by the horn, but I'm not proposing. You know, I'm proposing indirectly. He's going to propose. I just throw it out there. This is how you're going to do the proposition. Now do it. Follow me. Because simply you're not following instructions. So I'm going to lay down the instructions and I expect you to follow it. We cool? Anyway, let me not keep up your time, but I would really, really love to hear your point of view. Because I'm open to discussion. Like I said, it's my opinion. It's my opinion. So you can give me yours. You can give me yours. I'm dying to hear all these ladies and, yes, the male counterpart. They're going to give me the backlash. But come for me. Come for me. I am ready. Let's talk. Let's chit chat. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys once again for staying tuned to another episode of Innovative Talk. It has been a grand time. I love talking to my listeners. I promise to do some more YouTube so you can spend some time with me on YouTube. I don't do much filming anymore. I don't know why. But I promise that I am going to. I'm going to do some more podcast while talking. Yeah? So stay tuned and thanks again. Please like and share. Share these podcasts with your friends. Yes, get it out there. I want to correspond. I like talking to you people. Yes? All right then. Thanks again. Have a good one. Hello, my conquerors. How is everybody? I hope everybody is doing extremely well today. I am doing great. Thank you for asking. Yes, I'm in a good mood. However, what I'm going to talk to you about may not put you in such a good mood, but I hope it will help you. Yes? And it's something that I have struggled with over the years. And I think I have been doing a little better, but I still struggle with it. And it's the power of no. Yes, I'm serious. It's no. Some of us are not able to say no. And I think it's a complex and I think it's a struggle. People struggle with a lot of stuff, but some people struggle with that simple word, no. They don't know how to say no. It brings them to a point where they feel guilty. And I'm speaking from experience. You know, you feel this sense of guilt because I say no to you. So you might not like me. You know, you might not think that I'm a good person. If I give it to you then, or if I do as you ask, then you might think I'm the most wonderful person ever. And you're looking for that recognition and you're looking for validation. Well, today I'm here to tell you validation is for parking, my darling. Nothing is wrong with saying no. And there is an old adage in Jamaica that we used to say. We always say, yes, I do 99 good for you. And one time I don't do it. You remember that one time and you take it cost me. That means you take it and tell me about it, not remembering the 99 times that I've always said yes. Yeah? So today we're going to learn the strategy of saying no. It might sound easy to say, but it's kind of hard, especially when you are not a hard ass, accordingly. Yes. And you're not a person who is not looking for validation. Neither are you afraid of the outcome. You know, you have no problem in that department. Well, I'm speaking to the persons who find it hard to say no. No to your spouse, no to your family members, no to even your children. Because, you know, they're you like just see those little puppy eyes, you're like, oh my God, how can I tell you no? You're gonna look so sad and they're gonna walk away and they're gonna think I don't love them, but that's not how it is. There must come a time when you put your feet down and you say no. Not all the time you can fulfill people's obligation. You're not Christ. That is not your duty. Sometimes it's in your best interest to say no, especially when you are quick to say yes. Or you use the simple form, they say maybe, but I am learning now to say, no, I can't do it. No, I cannot. No, that is not a good idea. And it's not like I'm walking around and issuing out the no's. No, that's not the case. I feel more confident saying it. And I can give you a reason why too when I tell you my no's. Because sometimes when you just say no, it sounds as if, oh my God, you're so mean. Like, no, this is the reason why. If I give this to you, I won't be able to do this or I won't be able to get this. So this is why I'm telling you no at this time. It's a possibility that I might change my mind. If I do, I will call you or holler at you. But for now, it's a no. For the baby, my child, come to me, mommy, I need this, I need that. And I sit and examine it. Because what was wrong with me was I was too hasty. I'm a Friend of mine say I have Quicksilver. A quick at everything. I say, oh yes, man, yes, man, yes, yes. Let's do it. Yes, yes, yes. And I realize that it has gotten me into a lot of trouble. The trouble don't start here. You need a year for me to sit and tell you all about the troubles that I've gotten into because I was afraid to say no. Right? And I don't want you to make the same mistake that I have made. So I have learned now to slow down. So when you ask me for something, I analyze it first before I give you a definite answer. And I will not be rushed or hastened by anyone. I think about it. I say, give me some time, let me think about it. And I measure the pros and the cons. I measure how much it's going to benefit me and it's going to benefit you. And then I come back with the answer. And sometimes it's no. And I'm not afraid to tell you, no, I can't. Not at this time. So, my advice to you is, if you're struggling with the power of no today, please be empowered. If the persons you say no to are persons who are thin-skinned and expect the world from you, then they're not real people. A real friend, let me put it this way, a real friend, whether it be your spouse, your husband, your auntie, your uncle, we're going to categorize them as friend. A real person, if you tell them no, of all the times you've always been a kind person, always giving, always doing, always helping, and that one time you say no, and they take it personal and vex with you and malice you, they weren't real. They're users. Because your real friend will understand that, oh my God, if Shami had it, if it was in her grasp, if it's something that she could do, she would never, ever say no. So the fact that she says no, I'm just going to wait it out and pray to God that he changes her mind and she'll say yes to something else or, you know, say yes along the way. But I will not malice her. Because I have had friends who I ask for favors and they say, no, not at this time, darling. Can't happen, Shami. Cannot happen. I can't do it for you now. But check me back and let me see what can happen. And you think I feel any way about it? Not at all. I don't even remember that, no. Maybe I'll just take another strategy and come another way, like Brother Anansi. And ask for the same thing in a different way and still get a different result, yeah? That's just me, but I don't take these things personal. I will not be mad at somebody for telling me no. They have their reasons. Sometimes it is not a matter for them to share the reasons. They have it. And you just have to trust their judgment and know that these people mean you well. So if they say no to me, it doesn't mean that they hate me. It doesn't mean that they mean me any harm. Yes, sometimes a little no can go a far way. And sometimes that no was meant for you. And maybe that person who you ask for that particular thing, they weren't the one who was supposed to give it to you. So that no allow you to go into your destiny. That's another topic. But embrace the no and don't be afraid to say, no, I can't. And I'm talking to you and I'm encouraging myself and I'm encouraging you. And no can go a far way, all right? Don't look at it as a negative thing. We can opt to look at the glass half empty or half full. I prefer to look at it as half full, yes? So don't walk around now and be exercising and giving away all those no's and tell them that Shami said, I must say no, 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 no. After you have analyzed it and you see that it's nothing you can do about it, you cannot help, you have no powers in that regards, then the time is there to say no. And you can say no to your spouse, the one who have been hurting you for years. He'll treat you. You can say no, no more. I will not take any more. And I'm dead serious today, no more. So that's the power of no. No will help us to take back what belongs to us and empower us, yes? Yes, there will be a part two to this. But it's something for you to meditate on and think about, you know, and pray about too. You know, and if it's a situation where you can't answer at once, go ahead and take some time for yourself. You know, do your measurement. Don't let nobody force you into anything. Even though some decisions you have to make on your feet, that's the time when you have to put the brain into overdrive. But for now, no, Let me think about it. Yes? Thank you guys for staying tuned. It's indeed a pleasure. Pleasure talking to you guys. And I am so impressed. And I'm so honored. And I'm so humbled to see the amount of listeners that I'm getting now. I am so humbled by it. And I'm glad that you guys are liking the content. Please go ahead and share. Share with your friends. And continue to support. You know, when you click on that site, you just click support and, you know, give to the program. I always try my best to bless everyone along the way. And for the ladies who don't have it and for kids who don't have it, that's where all the money is going. I do it privately. That's how I am. But if you can help, please. Feel free. All donations are gladly appreciated. Thank you once again. Let's stay tuned to our next topic tomorrow. Goodbye, guys. Take care of yourself and each other. It's your girl, Shami. Hello, my conquerors. How is everybody? Oh, it's been a while and I'm so sorry. And tonight, I don't know exactly what is it that I want to talk about, but something has been weighing on my mind a lot. You know, I've been thinking and I've been saying to myself that I sometimes procrastinate a lot, and procrastination is not good. Yes, it's a sin. As far as I'm concerned, it's a sin. Don't do it. And I'm saying to myself, on the other hand, is sometimes you are called to do a particular thing. And you know this. You have the hunch. You have a feeling. But what you do, you shy away from it. So you're shying away from your talent. You see, my thing is, my wonderful conquerors, is I always get a little bit apprehensive when it comes on to doing speaking like this. But I know I am gifted in the arena of speaking. But I don't want to come across as like a motivational speaker or a preacher. So what I do, I shy away from it or don't say anything at all. I try to remain silent, but I realize it's not me. I should speak up. I was blessed and I am blessed with a lot of knowledge to share my insights. And I think God has given me so many experiences that I used to question it. Why did you put me through this? Why did you bring me through these things? And no, I know the purpose for it is to help somebody along the way. Hence my reason for being here. So right now I am just sharing with you and speaking to you now. I just came up with the topic. Do not shy away from your hidden talents. Do not make fear conquer you. You have to do what impresses on your heart. I don't like to speak like this because I come across like a preacher, but what is wrong with that? What if that's my calling to just speak? So let me speak to you while I encourage myself today. Because what I was always trying to do is to shy away from the whole encouragement kind of podcast. You know, I just wanted to talk about random things. But every time I try to come up with a topic, I always end up motivating you. I would say preaching to you, motivating you, telling you of something. And it seems as if every time I try to run away from it, so that's most of the times I don't say anything, I don't come on, but I realize that I just have to go at it full force. No more hiding in behind those curtains. No more worrying about what people think. No more worrying about anything. I'm just going to keep it 100 and give you the real me. Because sometimes that's all people want to see is the real you, not the facade, not the person that you're pretending to be because you're trying to please other people, but the real you. So tonight, and if it's daytime for you today, I am going to speak. I am going to do what I was called to do. And I am encouraging you to do the same thing. You see that thing that keeps you up at night, that thing that gives you that burning desire that you always want to do, but you don't do it because you're afraid. Or maybe you have shared it with someone who killed your dreams. And sometimes it's best that you do it first before sharing it with people. It's not everybody is gonna understand it. And I was listening to Steve Harvey the other day, and he said something that is so profound. He said, sometimes you tell your dreams, I can't quote it, but I'm just giving you what I understand from it. Sometimes you tell your, no, it's not Steve, Steve Harvey. Yes, I was listening to him also. I'm going to tell you what he said. I wrote it down, but I think it was Jay-Z who said this. Yes, it was Jay-Z. Jay-Z said, sometimes you tell people of the things that you would like to do or become, and they tell you that you can't. But it's not because they mean it with any ill intentions. It is simply because they are telling you where they see themselves. So it's not you per se. They're pretty much seeing themselves. Cannot do it, cannot achieve it. So they put it on you and say, you can't do it. You understand what I'm saying? So sometimes it's best when you do it yourself. Sometimes it's best that you reach out and do the things that impresses on you so much. You know your talent. Your talent is anything that you're good at, period. Anything that you find that comes naturally, effortlessly, that is your talent. And don't tell me you don't have any talent. Whatever it is that you do with little or no effort, that is your talent. And some of us are multi-talented. But what you can do is to tap into it. I know my talent. I am good at speaking. I'm good at organizing. I know how to get information. I don't know how, but I can source things. You can call me up now and say, how do I get this done? And I don't know. I just have information. Or who should I call to do this? I have somebody who can help. That's just me. A walking concierge. Concierge. Sorry, that was the Jamaican part of me. Forgive me. But seriously though, we need to tap into our talent. And I'm going to this is the topic of the show. Tapping into your talent. Doing it. Grabbing a hold of your talent. Your talent can make you rich, you know. It can. And some of us are struggling financially because I know, been there, and I don't want to say doing that because your words have so much to do with how life is going to treat you. And we're going to talk about that very soon. But for now, we're going to tap into our talent. We are going to write down the things that we are very good at. We are going to research how we can use it to our benefit and also to benefit someone else. And we are going to capitalize on it. So I've given you 3 steps as to moving and working towards your talent. So let us make ourselves a promise. As of today, we will not be broke. The reason why is because we are going to tap into our talent and we are going to make money from it. So my fellow conquerors, if today you know that you are a great cook, please start your cooking business. Go to chef school. Do what you have to do. If you have to cook from home and do delivery, do it.
If you're good at baking, go ahead and start baking. Get it labeled. Sell it out. Start selling it to your friends for half price. Get it out there. That's a talent. If you're good at sewing, if you're good at talking, do your podcast, do your YouTube, do your Instagram. I don't care. If you're good at dancing, you realize the internet is now used to make money. Dance. Dance, get your likes and views. You never know. Make your own videos. I don't want any more excuses. If you can sing, sing for YouTube, sing for Facebook. Step out of your shell. Do it today. Do it afraid. Who cares? Most of the people who are doing things now, getting all those fame and those likes and all those shares and everything, most of them are just doing stupidity. They like being funny and they don't care. And they are making a killing out of it. So why can't you tap into that talent today? You need to tap into your talent. And I'm encouraging you as I'm encouraging myself. No more fear, okay? We're not doing anything out of fear this time. We're doing it afraid. It's the best thing for us right now. Only thing that is there to fear itself. And right now we can't. We have been surviving and conquering COVID-19. You're listening to me now. That means you're pretty much alive. Yes. So that simply means that you're a conqueror. And I need you to say these things to yourself every morning. Remember that you're a conqueror. You are beautifully and wonderfully made, gifted and talented, rich beyond measures. Say these affirmations. Say these things. All right? And I want you to write back, and I want you to share this podcast with your friends and family, and I want you to be a part of this journey with me. I want to hear from you guys. So continue to support. Continue to give your donations. I so appreciate it. I've been helping the children and the elderly people. I've been trying my best, but I can't do it on my own. I'm going to need your help. So for my listeners who are able, if you're able, you can just go ahead and, you know, contribute to the Cash App. And there's also an icon on this podcast. You can just go ahead and click it, however small. It could be $1. We don't care. You know, it's a big thank you. You can change somebody's life. You know, the little does add up. So I'm just going to leave you on this note. Tap into your talent. Make it today. You are more than you conceive or you believe that you are. And remember, I love you. All right? Thank you for tuning in once again to Innovative Talk. We will talk soon. Have a good one. Goodbye.